are listening to 3KQ Radio.
Give it to them.
We're the coolest people on the planet.
Let's go.
What it do? It's your boy, Mr. 3KQ.
Big black nigga in the icy watch.
There it is. You know what? I might have to find some different intro music, man. I've been rocking with that one for quite some time now. So I might have to get me another one. But, man, you know, we're back at this thing, man. Ready to get it. As usual, man, as usual, you know we got the queen in the motherfucking building. What's going on, Miss Sam?
She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever.
Get the high pitch,
A queen who'll do whatever is high.
What's going
on? Yes, I love it. I am doing excellent tonight. Getting ready to get my joint going so I can, you know, finish wrapping up this wonderful segment of Black History Month. But I'm telling y'all, I'm getting ready to be lit here in a few minutes. So I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth later on throughout the show. So I'm just putting that disclaimer out there. But I'm feeling marvelous tonight.
Okay. I hear giving disclaimers. All right, I got you. Got your brother, Mr. Nick, no nickname in the building. What's going on, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Let me start off by saying, Pam, ain't no man in the world worry about what's coming out your mouth. They only worry about what's going in your mouth. But anyway, neither here nor there.
I knew you won't come with that bullshit. Guess what? Ain't nobody ever complained about what went in or out of my mouth. So don't worry about that, damn. My head game is strong, drunk or sober.
I feel you. Listen, we need more women like you. But anyway, hey, man, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? If y'all in, though, I'm with the shits tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all ready for it. You know what I'm saying? My tagline for the show, y'all going to hear it several times, so I'm going to go ahead and get it to you. Keep my dick out your mouth unless you're sucking it. You dig?
In other words, people, he need his dick sucked because it ain't been sucked in a long time. That's basically what he said.
That's what that is. That's what you get from that. That's what you got from that. I don't get my dick sucked. I abuse business throats. That's totally different. I'm a throat abuser. You can suck dick. That's great. I abuse throats. That's what I do. Fuck you talking about. Anyway,
let me go back and check the title of the show. Oh, it's Black History Month. Okay. Whew. I was confused by all the shit that was going on. We blacks must stick together. Oh, man. Well, Nick, I'm glad you have a slogan for tonight's show. Pam, basically what I got from you is that you've never had any complaints about your oral fixating skills. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. No complaints.
Okay.
You, your daddy,
and I've been sucking
dick a grown lady.
Hey,
okay.
And I've been sucking dick a long time. So, I ain't never had no complaints.
I guess. All right. Well,
that's in the bank.
Well, then. Well, we got Mr. Chad P. on the line. He has, from what I've heard, never had any complaints about getting his dick sucked. He says the average time on a date for his dick to get sucked is
5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's it. He says 5 minutes and he's out. I don't know. It usually takes me a little longer, but I don't know.
Well, you failing. Let me just throw this out there. I'm not defending Sam, y'all. Let me just throw this out there, though. Nigga, if it take you more than 5 minutes, you losing. You playing the wrong game.
Brother,
that's not what the fuck this is about.
I guess I have lost my entire life. Yeah, because it definitely it definitely takes more than 5 minutes. Now, what I can say, even though it takes longer than 5 minutes, I've usually secured it for more than 5 months at a time. So I don't know if that helps. But, you know, some people, they in it, they out, and they gone. You know, I collect mine 5 months at a time. I don't know if that helps my situation or not.
No, nigga, it don't.
The fact.
Well, we securing business in 5 minutes.
Hey, you know, and good with the Atlanta's rate of herpes on the rise. I just, you know, I hope you stay safe. Whatever it takes for it. Look around.
Nigga, they got pills for that shit.
You sound like you speak from experience. So I'm glad you did your research and you speak from experience. You know, intellectual brothers. That's what we all about. Intellectual brothers. Good job. Good job to you, sir. Welcome, Chad P. Welcome. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, man. Hey, I can't complain, man. Thank you for being so modest, man, with your compliments. But it takes me much longer than 5 minutes to get him head. I feel like my dick is not sucked enough in these days and times. Well, how the world is towards black men. We should have an establishment in places we can just go into and get our dicks up, because it's hard out here for a black man. I ain't saying it ain't hard for a black woman, but they killing niggas. So you know what I'm saying. Being black is lit though. So for all of my white listeners, I don't want y'all to think this shit ain't dope. This shit is dope. Being black, it's dangerous, but it's lit. It's lit now.
Okay. All right. And when you walk into such establishment where you just walk in and it happens, like, do they say anything when you walk in? Or
nah,
you know,
bro,
it'll
be like,
for you?
It'll be like, it got to be like a Chick-fil-A type situation. When you walk in, it's over.
Shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
They walk in.
That's what happens.
Yeah, you like, let me get a number one with extra slop. I want a face to be all spitty. And you're like, the extra spit? Yes, extra spit. Yeah, I'll take that. How much is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we should be able to do that shit. Extra spitty face, man. It's number three.
I got you.
What nigga know about that shit?
You know. A number three.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Extra spitty.
Nigga, you get that in
Pound.
Small, medium, or large? Never mind, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Hey, fam.
It depends on how big the bitch throat is.
Hey, make sure when you out here giving these workshops that you teach bitches how to make their face all spitty. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get sloppy.
A lot of spitty.
No. Listen, if she going to teach these bitches,
okay,
let her teach these bitches correctly.
Okay.
All the time you have to get sloppy. Ain't no goddamn sometimes. Niggas don't want a part-time sloppy bitch. Niggas don't want every now
you
and then sloppy
you can't,
bitch.
You can't have all out here all the time, nigga. Sometimes you just want to quit,
Nigga,
quit,
why?
Quit, move. Nigga, because, nigga, ain't nobody, I got shit to do. I can't run home and take a shower every time I get in head.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
In the car in the front of the
nigga,
store,
bitches got
whole
bags.
Like
you should have a rag in the car. Nigga, you don't have a rag in the car. Every nigga,
no, nigga, I
got a rag. Every nigga got a rag in their car.
Nah, this nigga lying. I do not have a rag in my car.
I ain't never seen a rag. I've been in the car. The rag has multiple uses.
It does, bro.
You wipe all this slop. Hey, you can check your oil at the same time, nigga. Same rack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good, cuz.
Oh, my God.
My
money
smell like Mobile One oil, bro. God.
That nigga's gonna wipe out the
bitches love mechanics, so it don't matter.
Oh, my God. Yo, that shit is funny as a bitch. Oh my God! The same rag you wash the cloth. You got bitch got a shaming cloth in the goddamn
right.
Hey, it's soaking up all the juices. Okay.
Right.
Ooh. Oh God! I ain't know.
Oh man!
I can tell y'all don't specialize in the sloppy head. That's how I know, nigga. That's how I know. I'm trying to get the sloppy head, bro. I'm trying to be like you.
All right.
I'm just saying, bro.
All right.
Use the same rag. They sell them at Advance Auto. They usually red.
What about yellow ones? I see some yellow ones. The yellow ones don't work. It's got to be the red one.
Yeah, no, the yellow ones don't. The yellow ones don't work, D. The yellow ones don't work. Because if you use the yellow ones, let me tell you, bright colors is not a good thing when you wipe your dick off. But this is just let you know, okay?
Holy shit! Oh shit!
I'm done, bro. I'm out of here. Been a good show,
hey,
man. Glad I was able to get on for a little bit. I'm out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. Hey, man, if y'all hadn't learned something yet, y'all just keep listening. Y'all, we'll keep teaching you. We'll keep teaching you. Well, anyways, we're going to continue with our episode in Black History Month. By the way, the Oscars on, and we are cheering for everybody black. So far, we've got two black actresses to win so far. So we'll continue on cheering on everybody black. That's just what we do. We support our culture. Speaking of culture, that's one of the topics for the night, black culture. We're also going to be talking about Lifetime TV versus black people, as well as Facebook versus black people. So, you know, we against the odds, you know, things like that we have to consider in this day and age. So, you know, we're going to break it apart. We're going to start off with Lifetime TV versus black people. And more specifically, we're talking about How They Get R. Kelly. We're talking about Michael Jackson, different episodes and stories like that. Are they depicting us in a bad manner? Or you know, are they spot on? I don't know. You tell me. Peasy, what you thinking?
Yeah, man. I think I mentioned this a couple shows back, maybe a few shows back. That I ain't like where the fuck Lifetime TV was going with this shit, because I don't feel like it's by coincidence that they're doing R. Kelly and Michael Jackson and these black actors, singers, entertainers in general, and putting them on this pedestal for negative, you know, impressions in media in general. So my thing is this, I said it on my Facebook one time, not on Facebook, my Instagram. If you keep telling motherfuckers that giraffes will kill babies, there's no way in hell you bring your baby around a giraffe, because that's what you keep hearing. So that's the same effect of what they do to black men in the media. If you keep saying that we're rapers and killers and fucking, you know, drug dealers and shit, that's what people see. That's what people believe, and they create. It's like racism is created at that point for some people, because by nature, you're going to be like, don't fuck with them type of people because they bad people. They'll rape you. They'll kill you. So if that ain't true, you can't put that image in out there, or just that image in out there for just black men. What we need, the Harvey Weinsteins and motherfucking all these other white guys that I don't really follow, because I don't give a fuck, on the motherfucking same pedestal if we're going to do black men like that. Let that shit be fair and put all these motherfuckers up there. That's how I feel about that shit.
Okay. All right. Pam, how do you feel? Lifetime versus, I guess you say against black people, black men in general. How do you feel that Lifetime showing us in a negative light, or do you think it's spot on and positive?
Well, I don't watch Lifetime that much, but I will say that R. Kelly special did make me tune in. I just, you know, I have to agree with Chad. I think there are times where, you know, the media will capitalize on those moments. And, I mean, that's just the time that we're in, where they highlight all the bad stuff. And, you know, take it for example, this Jesse Smollett thing, right? I'm sure, you know, there's been a lot of talk around that. But if the truth be told, I mean, white folks been doing that, you know, for some time. And now we want to look at Jesse crazy because he did it. And I think that's the same thing that, you know, happens with Michael Jackson and R. Kelly. You know, I just don't think that we will ever get a fair representation off these networks. I don't think that it will ever happen. So, you know, do they exploit us and, you know, to chat point, you know, show us in that negative light where that has become our truth to a lot of people? Yeah. I don't think it's going to change, though. So, but, yeah, that's the time we're in.
Okay.
So I agree with you.
I definitely understand. To you and Chad's point, I look at it in a couple different lights. With Lifetime, it's one of those things where they are showing stories of, let's say, R. Kelly, when we all knew R. Kelly was guilty. We all knew what R. Kelly was doing, and he's innocent until proven guilty, which he just has been proven guilty, I suppose, or he's brought up on charges, whatever. But is it that we're mad because it's just the black people getting called out, or are we upset because they're just shining us in a bad light and we're not worried about the fact of what they did? I actually look at it a little deeper when it comes to all our reality TV shows. I feel like those really show us in even worse light, if you may say, because of the fact, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta, people think we're ratchet and that we fight and that we call each other bitch all the fucking time. You got Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and all these other shows that I really think that show us in a negative light. And that just adds on to what Lifetime does when, you know, they break somebody's life apart and then show them in that negative light. But that's just how I feel. When it comes to Lifetime, it's one of those things where I feel like those are true stories and those are people that got caught and they're doing something wrong they shouldn't have no business doing. So if it shows them in a bad light, it's kind of like they already put themselves in that eggshell that's your bad light. You made that cup, you drank it. But when it comes to reality TVs, that's just you guys are acting and you're really making us look bad. So that's just kind of how I look at it.
Let me ask you this, Justin, because as I was thinking about, you know, like what you were saying, you know, just thinking about Lifetime, though, just like if I had to sit in their shoes, you know, for a moment and just think about, like, why, you know, did they go forward with this? Do you, and I'm going to open this up to all of you guys, too, do you think that, you know, they did it? Because Lifetime typically shows that, you know, try to empower women in some type of light. Do you think that since it was so many rumblings about the R. Kelly thing, like, A, they was trying to give those women a voice to be heard instead of exploiting R. Kelly, you know, or was it, you know, just true, like, oh, we want to just bring dirt, you know, bring light to his dirt? Or do you think that maybe they was really trying to give those women a voice because of the things that they're going through? What do you guys think?
I think it was neither. I honestly think they just did it for the ratings. I think they did it to bring more light to their station. Anybody could have shown that. It could have been on NBC, it could have been on ABC, it could have been on Dateline. But Lifetime decided to do it, which they've done several others. But most men don't watch Lifetime. But when something like this happens, they get those added ratings by the men viewers. And I think that's what helps keep them abroad. They have enough women, but when they need some extra, talk about somebody black, or let's talk about R. Kelly or whoever.
I like that. Okay. I could see that. Good stuff. Let's see what bullshit Nick ass got to say.
Why they got to start with me like that? Hey, check this out. First of all, let's move to Lifetime first, and I got a couple comments on some stuff Justin said, but some of it actually is agreeance. But, Lifetime probably definitely did it for the ratings. They want guys to watch when they do. I don't think we're at all their target audience. If you look at the commercials that come on Lifetime's channel, it's all for women. I just think this was something that could increase their women viewership as well, because not all women watch Lifetime. But if you know anything about Lifetime, you know that it's a victim show. That's what I mean, station. That's what they do. They show victims of all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? This may have been the most realistic thing that I've heard of being on Lifetime. I've only seen a couple of shows on Lifetime, but this might be one of the most realistic things, something that hit the black community. A lot of times it's white people, because white people are mostly pedophiles. When it comes to pedophiles, it's mostly white people. I'm not saying most white people are pedophiles, but that's probably true too. But what I'm saying is that, like, usually that's the community they focus in on. They capitalize on the black viewership this time. And I think that's what they were aiming for. This is something that black women, black men, black people cared about. And even though we didn't give a fuck if he was guilty, some of us, and some of us didn't give a fuck if he was innocent, we watched it. I didn't see it. I haven't seen it. I don't give a damn about R. Kelly, but I think that's why they did it. But let's not make a mistake and say that, you know, the reason that they did this is because we made R. Kelly famous enough for them to make money off of it. And that is what Caucasian Americans do. They capitalize and learn to quantify shit that we make popular. We make it popular because it's cool. They make it worth something. And that happens all the time. You know, we've been getting shit forever. You know, back in the day, they gave slaves the scraps. That's where chitlins came from. Now chitlins is a motherfucking delicacy. You might not eat it, and I don't eat that shit either. However, it's considered a delicacy. Why? Because niggas made it that shit. So nothing new is happening, in my opinion. You know, we run the world as far as creating the craze, and white people run the world as far as capitalizing on what the craze is. So I think we've given Lifetime enough attention. But black people have an issue with supporting black people. How many people out there listening to the show, or how many people on the show know that there have been, you know, black artists or black famous people this month? This month, and I know they need to do it more than 1 month out of the year, but shit, we start with what we got. This month, only posting pictures on Instagram about successful black people who own businesses that we can support. I'm sure everybody on 3KQ, and that's a part of the team, know about it, but most people don't support that shit. Most people don't know that Jerry Lorenzo is an American designer. Everybody knows about Spike Lee and the movies he's made, but everybody doesn't know that who Tristan Walker is. And I think that a lot of times, and by the way, if you go to 2 Chainz Instagram, that's the one I'm using right now, y'all guys. But if you go to 2 Chainz Instagram, he has all the black entrepreneurs and black business people on the left side of his page. So if you click on his pictures, you'll see them all on the left side. But how many of us are looking at that kind of stuff? Now, those people are not popular now, but when black people start supporting them, that's when Lifetime or CNBC or motherfucking Nightline or whatever will start highlighting those people. Because, again, in my opinion, we create the craze. They learn how to capitalize on it, whether it's rating, whether it's, you know, advertisements, whatever it is, they learn how to capitalize on it, or they already know how to capitalize on it. They just wait for us to catch on and make it popular so then they can make the money off of it. And I think that's what Lifetime did. And I think that's what a lot of companies do. So I don't have any qualms with Lifetime. They just did what everybody else does. And I also don't fuck with R. Kelly or Michael Jackson. I listen to their music, but them as a person, I don't fuck with them. You can be fucked up and be a good artist, and they are fucked up people, but they are good artists. Great artists. Let me correct that. They're great artists.
Amen. Amen. I still don't fuck with life. All right. But I feel you. I feel you.
Boy, y'all stupid. All right. All right. So there it is. You've got getting each person's individual opinion on Lifetime, whether they capitalized or they're really just shedding bad light. You have your own opinions. If you want to let us know, please don't hesitate to give us a call, 929-477-1675, if you're listening right now on the app. By the way, if you're listening on the app, man, invite a friend. Send it out. Let everybody listen and enjoy the show just as much as you do. We're going to go ahead and go into our next topic, and that's black culture. Now, last week we did have a small conversation about do we have black culture? And some people said no, some people said yes, and some people said we more have tradition. But this week we're going to take a little bit deeper dive into black culture. And as usual, I'll start with my boy Chad P. Chad P, tell us a little bit about what you think about black.
Man, I feel like this is a highlight or overview. If you missed the show last week, I personally thought that black people did not have culture. And that's just me looking at when I look at cultures, I think about the traditions that was held for hundreds of years that govern how a society moves forward. I don't think we have that because it seems to me like black people are stuck at a standstill. So if I had to dive deeper in this, my question would be to impose what do we do at this point to either make sure niggas like me see the culture or to create a culture. So my personal opinion about that is that we got to find a leader. We have no, I don't know if y'all agree with me. I think we have Obama, but I don't know if we kind of qualify him as a leader. He definitely led the nation, but it ain't like he was like really going out of his way to really do a lot for black people. I think he was trying to do everything for people in general. But I don't think we have a leader. So first we have to establish that there's a group or a person that is leading blacks in the right direction. We don't have that. So that's my thoughts on that.
So you're saying that as a group of people, we're missing what you would call a dominant leader to help lead us into a new culture, or to help us develop a new culture.
Develop one, man.
Missing. I got you.
Yeah, develop one, man. Like I said last week, man, the only code of ethics we have is in how not to offend each other. We don't have any code of ethics of how to build each other like that. That's to me, that's the culture. We have a more or less code of conduct. That's what we have. We don't have no culture though. Like, so you know what I'm saying, we need a leader to kind of help us develop that shit as a people.
So right now we're more or less we have a crabs in a barrel mentality, and not hey let me show you how you can help build up mentality.
Not all of us. We got some haters out there, but not all of us are haters. But a lot, not all of us are trying to move forward too. Like we got to start raising our kids with a certain standard and shit. You know what I'm saying? Start when you become a certain age, you got to stop all that fighting. And, you know what I'm saying? We don't have a way to solve problems as a people, and we need a leader.
Okay.
Like who been a leader since MLK? Like for real.
I mean, I can't name a dominant one. You can say
MLK was no fucking leader. Yeah, you crazy as fuck.
What?
You crazy?
I'm gonna wait till it's my turn. Come on with it.
Name one thing he did.
He gave the "I Have a Dream" speech on during the movie.
Okay. Wow. Nigga can talk. A nigga can talk. Oh shit.
But not just that. He did more than just the "I Have a Dream" speech. I mean, you got to think he was. Not just him though. That's the thing. It wasn't just him. It was a group of people.
I don't disagree with the group now. I don't disagree with the group. They said I disagree with the statement that he was a leader. So we can't bring the group into it. I didn't disagree with that part. I need to know what he did that made him a leader.
I believe he led. He pretty much led a revolution.
He led a lot
people.
Of the. Right, a
did
lot
he,
of the.
Did he?
The
what did he? How did he do that?
Yes.
Somebody give me an action.
He actually marched with people.
He marched with them.
He wasn't the only nigga marching.
He wasn't the only nigga doing that.
Hold on.
We can resolve this very simply. Tell me how he's not a leader.
That's not.
First of all,
That's not what the question was. First of all, and me saying that's not what the question was is not me not answering the question. Trust and believe, I have an answer for your fucking question. So you cutting me off didn't prove anything. It only proved that you were overzealous in the fact that you thought you were going to win an argument that you can't win because you can't prove that he was a leader. Anybody that is a leader has actions that they've done and put things in place, such as.
But what you saying?
We'll
he hasn't had any action?
You can name
he started
one. You can name
action.
Not one. He didn't, actually. So check this out. He marched in Selma, Alabama, right? That's where Rosa Parks was, I believe.
But he
said on the back. Hold on, time out. You said that. Nope, he didn't orchestrate, actually. But I'm about to prove it. If you just hold on. So her refusing to sit down was an action orchestrated by a group of black people, not including Martin Luther King, in Alabama. They used him because he was a face. A face doesn't mean you're a leader. He was the face of a movement of black people. So they planned her sitting down. That wasn't by accident. She didn't feel tired that day. That was a plan. There was another black lady, I forget her name, I'll get it for you by the end of the show, who did it on a train and was beat to almost to death earlier that year. So they kind of stole that action to recreate it so that they could actually create a movement. But black people moving black people forward, that's more of a, let me see, an action that maybe – the Black Panthers did. We talked about that last week. Y'all might have forgot. They actually put actions in place that are still in place today that help underprivileged people. Martin Luther King didn't. He didn't. He's what white people have put in our view of what leaders look like. And let's just break down what leader looks like. Somebody who doesn't want any violence or ill will towards the oppressor, but only wants to be treated equally. Let's just treat me nice. So by that, if that's a leader, I don't want to be led. Because if you treated me wrong, I feel like as a human being, if we read the Bible, and I don't really care for the book, but it is a book, that I shouldn't have to ask to be treated like a human because we all equal. So why do I have to ask for equality? Please, Master, give that to me in a nice way and be nonviolent, okay? That is not a leader. That is a pawn in a bigger plan. Actual leaders were killed or they are muted from my history. Black Panthers, you can't tell me 10 facts about them because it's muted from my history. Malcolm X treated as if he was a criminal when he wasn't. These are people who were actually leaders, but you can't tell me 10 things about their history, only how they died or how they were disbanded or how they were on the government, the FBI's top 10 list, but you can never find why. I'm probably wrong. You know, Martin Luther King, the best person ever.
Are you done?
Find the leadership, though. Find the leadership. Because you marching beside me is not, that's not leading me. We was going to march anyway. we was marching. The march was planned anyway. He didn't plan it. He didn't do sit-ins. Sit-ins was created by students from North Carolina State University, I believe. I mean, not North Carolina State. North Carolina Central, I believe it was. Correct me if I'm wrong because I'm probably wrong, but it was an HBCU. So students created that movement. He didn't create that. So exactly what did he do other than jump on a bandwagon that was already moving? He a Patriots fan.
This nigga got to be the most irresponsible nigga I've ever heard of in my life. Like, okay, so I set some records. I'm gonna let, because I feel like we finna agree to fucking distance on this shit. But I'm gonna still say this shit. So, first of all, my cousin, Mr. Raphael Warnock, I'm sorry, Dr. Reverend Raphael Warnock, is the senior pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is the church that Martin Luther King and his dad both spoke at. So I know a lot about Dr. King's legacy because I don't know how you live in Atlanta and not know that anyway, but I digress. We're gonna let Nick take his stance. But here's my first of all, Dr. King was a smart man. So he did have an organization that he worked within to help him create certain things, like the Montgomery boycott, bus boycott, or whatever the fuck situation like that involving.
You just said he helped him create.
I said he was a part of the organization.
He created that movie.
It wasn't an organization.
I don't have to look it up. I know. I've been doing this. My whole
life. I've been doing this. I've been doing this. After a little bit of disruption, we disrupted him in the beginning. We gave him a chance to speak. And so now it's Chaz's turn. We're going to let Chaz speak. And again, this is an opinion-based radio show. Some people believe they have the facts. Others believe they have the facts. But at the end of the day, you're going to derive what your own opinion is. Chaz P., I'm going to go ahead and let you continue. I'll let Nick give his rebuttal. And then we'll go from there. And then we got Ms. Pam.
I appreciate it. So anyway, so I'm combating the thought that Martin Luther King was not a leader. I feel like that is highly incorrect. Nick just said whatever I said wasn't fact, but it is. You can go look that up. And then on top of that, to say the speech was not leadership, bruh, he put his life in danger to do that. Like, I don't understand how you sit there and tell somebody that is trying to make a speech to empower black people and the nation by putting your life in danger and you not showing a quality of leadership. Like, saying that he wanted equal rights is not a bad thing, nigga. We was wrote out of the Constitution. The Constitution was not written for slaves and black people. It was written for white Americans. So when you say you want equal rights, that means I want that shit constitutionally put in that shit for us to be just, consider people just like the whites are. There's nothing wrong with that. That's leadership. Just because he ain't the type of leader you would follow don't make him not a leader. So you good in your opinion, but don't say he ain't do shit, because some of the shit that he did do and shit that he was a part of gave you the rights to do a lot of shit now.
All right. Before I bring Nick in, Ms. Pam, did you have anything you wanted to say?
You know what? Chad nicely said that. And the only piece that I just have to add a little second emotion to what Chad said was, how can you say that this man is not a leader when all these great things that he did, and I get it, you know, Nick saying that he was the face, but we didn't need a face. We as a people were, and our ancestors, my great-grandmother, you know, my grandmother, they was fighting for, like Chad said, the equality for us as people, so we wouldn't have to continue to be in spaces just for colored people. So, you know, this man made an ultimate sacrifice of being a servant for the people. And, I mean, Nick, he can, you know, have his own views, but, you know, and when I really sat back and thought about this, this is why we have no culture. For those reasons, because as a set of people, we cannot come together in any type of space and agree upon, and as Nick would say, bring action. And my thing is action, not just actions, but actions for the good, that it helps us along the lines for other generations. And for those reasons right there is why we have no culture. So I'm done.
All right, I'll give my little piece, and then, of course, I'll let Nick give his rebuttal, and then I think it's safe to say we can try to move on. All my life, I've always heard that leaders are born. You know, some people have it, some people don't. Nick brought about a lot of great parts of how the Black Panthers were dismantled, murdered, as you may call it. Malcolm X was murdered. Let's not forget that Martin Luther King was murdered also. And for him, I'm not going to lie. No, I can't sit here and just call off facts of things that he's done. But there's a couple things I know that did happen, which is he did end up in jail multiple times. Why did he end up in jail? Probably for some leadership things that he was doing while he was out and about helping a culture, helping Black people, helping African Americans. If he wasn't leading, then no reason why he was put in jail. So that's just kind of how I look at it. We look at people in our communities, we look at people at our jobs, and we kind of define and say, oh, well, he's our leader, we'll follow him at our jobs. And those people haven't done much of anything to self-proclaim, call themselves leaders, but we look up to them. We say, hey, we'll follow that person, we'll follow that person. And it's not because they did something great, but it's just because we look at them as a leader. So if Martin Luther King was one that helped with the organization of the Montgomery bus boycott, which I do believe he did, that's leadership qualities. If he was there marching on the front lines in Selma, Alabama, going across the bridge, well, that's definitely leadership qualities. And for him to speak at a million-man march in front of millions of people, and for a speech that's still heard around the world often, you know, those are definitely leadership qualities, and you don't hear a lot about anybody else to that caliber. So in the notion of Black History Month, you know, I know you have your own opinion. I definitely have mine. I personally think it's very disrespectful for you to say that Martin Luther King is not a leader. But, again, you have your own opinions, and you know, I respect that. So I will yield the rest of my time to you, Nick. I'll just leave it at that.
I don't really have a rebuttal. I don't really have a rebuttal because everybody can feel and think how they want to think. So I don't have a rebuttal for how you feel or think. Like, it is what it is, right? Joanne Robinson, I told y'all I'll get the name. That's the name. Look that up. And you might still feel the same way. And that's fine. Who cares? But to Justin's last point, and I never said Martin Luther King wasn't a good person. Let's just make sure I never attacked his character. I say he wasn't the leader. Right? He's the leader that they want us to remember. And that's fine if you don't agree with that. That's cool. But that statement is my very point. You don't know a lot about the other people because they were more dangerous to the white majority. That's a fact. We have all, at least all the guys, have all read the Willingness Theory. It doesn't stop when you take the chains off. And if you believe that it did, that's where you've made your mistake. They control the narrative because they control the world. So your leader is who they tell you they are. But again, you got free lunch in school because of the Black Panthers. You never knew that. It's not a person on here that can say they knew that. You never knew that. But that was a militant group, right? That's a group of criminals. We shouldn't talk about those people. Malcolm X was supposedly murdered by his own people. I wonder why Martin Luther King was a martyr. Everybody knows the people fall martyrs. Why? Nonviolence will always be looked at as a better way than violence. But if that was true, why the fuck every time white people take over some shit, they violent? Because that's the real way that shit happens. But I'm just making up shit. Martin Luther King was a great person. And I believe he really thought he was making a difference. But just because we get to go to the same school as white people, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. The changes that he was thinking was going to happen didn't actually put us ahead. Now, it's not his fault for thinking it, but
that's not the kind of leader I want. That's what I'm saying. Rebuttal or not, I don't really give a shit. If you look up real black history and not the shit they teach you, you'll see that he was really just the face of a lot of these situations. He wasn't the creator. He wasn't the leader. He didn't think of these things. He was a good-looking black dude that was the face of it. A good-looking black dude that used his looks to fuck a bunch of bitches while he was still married, too. That's your leader. That's the facts. But whatever, fuck. I made that shit up.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break.
I could tell by how I treat you with my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama.
I keep my head. My wings carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me.
Another day, another rhyme, ho. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got you bitches playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Niggas eat them up, with regards to take me. Shit, Trump tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verse and a urge to rape me, nigga, please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, niggas can't wait for one of these. I see, nigga, this ain't no Rolex, it's the AB, nigga. I'm hot dog, catch up to me, nigga. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I sit in the mist. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this bitch, like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that shit gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%, going off. Now niggas showing off. Niggas where they are, but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a big ass Boeing. Getting head like a coin toss. Too easy.
I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. Thank you.
3 KQ Radio. If you've been listening to an intense, I would call it a small debate, you've heard a lot. You've learned a lot. And, of course, we give you each of our own individual facts and let you come up with your own opinion on how you feel. Short synopsis, what I've learned is that many people look at leaders differently. Some people look at what others would call leaders and say no, and some people will look at things that some people have done and say that was leadership qualities. But amongst it all, we've learned that it was definitely some African American leaders during the time where we needed somebody to follow, during the time where we needed change, and that's what came about. You know, whether it was nonviolent or whether it was by force, at the end of the day, we are where we are now, and we wouldn't be without any of them. So that's a strong takeaway you can take from that. But we're going to move on. Definitely going to move on. Now we're going to be looking at versus black people. And this is a topic that was brought about by because there seems to be the statistics show that there's more black groups and black pages and profiles that seem to get blocked or suspended on a higher rate than other counterparts that are on Facebook. With a little bit more in detail of that, let's go to Chad P.
Yeah. So I was scrolling on Twitter one day, and I came across this article. It was actually last Tuesday, by a dude named Mark Lucky. He was a former employee for Facebook, which I think he was actually over managing influencers or whatever. So I can't remember the entirety of the post because it was kind of long. He posted like a letter that he wrote in a rant that he went on Twitter. But anyway, it was to the effects of that although the black groups or pages or members on Facebook do not violate the policy, their groups or their pages are blocked, disbanded, or you know, reported on, and it's not fair. So it rolls my eyebrows. Like, why the fuck would they be doing this to black people? And apparently it's on the type of groups where, you know, it's black members only and shit like that. They're not doing any racial shit on there, but it's just black members only. So it's those type of groups that are getting disbanded and shit. So I think this is Facebook with them having 2.7 billion users, and you're getting rid of, you're targeting black people. Only 1 to 4% of your company is actually black. Like, it's a lot of shit that goes into that. So my thoughts were around, is Facebook really out here trying to get niggas, man? Sound like they out here trying to get niggas, man. So my niggas, stay off Facebook. Damn, but they own everything else, so you can't really stay off Facebook. That's crazy as fuck right now.
Hmm.
Either way.
Okay.
Back to you, Justin.
I got you. Pam, talk to me. How do you feel about Facebook and, you know, I guess the allegations of more black people being suspended and page going in violation versus our counterparts?
Well, you know, that was very new to me when Chad brought this subject up, and I haven't had a chance to look it up, but just hearing based on what Chad said, I'm just like, again, I'm not surprised. Because and here's some of the first things that came to my mind, right? And I guess the best way for me to say this is, Justin, just like you brought up the whole idea of, you know, the loving hip hop things, I feel like sometimes some of our friends, you know, or sisters or cousins or however, you know, could take things maybe a little far on social media. And that could be why they kind of banned us a little bit. But again, I don't know all the ins and outs. But hey, if you got a guy that is saying that, hey, they noticed it, then, I mean, it's just like anything else. The prejudice happens. So I'm not shocked that it's happening right there in that moment, you know. So, yeah, I mean, not so much as in that moment, but in that space. So I'm not surprised at that.
Man, both races be doing the same shit to me. And matter of fact, I ain't seen no black people on Facebook fucking animals, but I have seen some white people doing it.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know how that shit
right.
made those on my side yeah. of my other shit, but that shit out there. So I don't know, man. Yeah. That shit ain't fair.
Yeah.
That shit ain't fair.
I can see your point. Like I said, I hadn't read all the article pieces of it, and thank you for cascading it to me. But you're right. You're right, because I have seen that piece, too, with the whole animal involvement, and that was a little much. So again, it could come back to the stereotype, being stereotyped. Yeah.
Cool beans. And Chad with the white people fucking animals on Facebook. Does Facebook still like search like your internet history and kind of bring things that you searched in the past to the front of your face? No. Never mind. Doesn't
hey,
matter.
Bro, you stupid as fuck.
It doesn't matter. You know, because, like, when I was looking for a truck, and then, you know, on my Facebook, I kept seeing trucks, so I didn't know if it was the same thing as when, you know, you searching animal.
No.
Animal
it wasn't no fucking advertisement. That nigga tried me then, okay. Bro.
I didn't know. I was just asking. I didn't know.
All right.
I thought you might be into that kind of shit.
Checkmate.
Hey,
man,
nah,
you good? Checkmate.
If I'm wrong,
it's all good.
If I'm wrong or wrong, you just let me know. I'm sorry. My bad.
Don't worry. We'll be on the boat in 10 days. You're going to have to see about me. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to tackle you as soon as I see you. I'm about to catch you on the fly
side. Nah, bro.
I'm going to
be like... I'll be like, it's a llama downstairs if you want to see the llamas. And that's what I'm going to be like, hey, you know, some donkeys out there. You might be interested. I don't know. You tell me. My bad.
Fuck out of here.
My bad.
Fuck out of here, man.
But anyway, Nick, no nickname. Come through with us, man. Facebook versus black people and, you know, the violations, the suspensions and things of that nature. How are you feeling?
When I be thinking about it, it wasn't no black people that I remember in the Facebook movie. So the shit is probably true. I don't think Mark Zuckerberg ever had any black friends. So the shit is probably. But no, this is what I really know. It's probably true because Mark Zuckerberg is like a typical white person, but. You know what I'm saying? And white people, if y'all listen to the show and you think I don't like you, don't think about it. I don't. But,
That boy is crazy. I told y'all.
I'm talking about crazy,
that
hell, bro.
Tonight. I told y'all that shit.
281. 2019, I'm going to be in post. 2019, I'm not holding this shit. I'm telling y'all the realest shit that's on my mind. That's how I feel about y'all. But anyway, so, yeah, no, I've been watching. So Instagram is on my Facebook, in case y'all didn't know. And I'm not on Facebook. I was on Facebook at one point in time, but I'm not on Facebook. I have been on there for quite some time. So I can't tell y'all about that. But Twitter is also owned by Facebook. So pretty much every social network is owned by Facebook. So this is what I've been noticing. And every dude, probably females too, but I ain't never seen y'all on Instagram, but every dude can say that they've seen nude people are people that are damn near nude with lines across their nipples that they created. It's just a line there on their Instagram. Every guy can say that. I've been following this one particular African-American female for this purpose. She said that her stuff was being unfairly reported and removed from Instagram. I didn't believe it, so I was like, this bitch lying. Let's just see. They removed, she's not cute at all, but they removed all her posts where she almost knew. But there are like 40 more posts on my Instagram of naked bitches, but they're not black. So it's gotta be true. The shit is true, and I believe it's true. Black people are unfairly, I don't know why, because everybody knows that you would rather see even if you hate niggas, even if you were in whatever part of Virginia or whatever that was with the tiki torches, even if you was there, West Virginia, you still would rather see a naked black woman
than a naked white woman. You know why? Because naked white women look nasty and naked black women look beautiful. So, I'm just saying that Facebook is out to get black people.
We got the best porn, too. We got the best porn. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got a whole porn category called black, nigga. I ain't never seen no white. So, you know what I'm saying?
But check this out.
We do got the best porn.
This how you know we got the best porn. This how you know. Have you ever seen a spitty-faced white chick? Shit looks disgusting. It looks appalling. You are like, please get this nasty bitch off my street. But if you see a spitty face black chick, you are like, ugh, it's over with. Shit is done. No need for no more jerking. You finished. That's all I'm saying. Because
not motherfucking jerking.
Jergens, me. You ever using Jergens with cocoa butter or something? Don't go buy no expensive shit. Don't you buy no expensive shit.
Y'all
wild. I used to use
long
Vaseline.
My only question is, I know Chad, and I'm sorry to bring this back up, but I know you said black people have the best porn. And judging based off of your previous statement, you're in the B section. So does that mean you check out the bestiality page too for animal porn? Is that how you got to the Bs and you just stumbled upon black, or are you really typing?
Wow.
You know what?
First of all,
never mind.
I don't know what kind of sites y'all are going to. They have black and bestiality. I have never seen that in the state. Bestiality for my shit. So you is going to the wrong site. Y'all been talking to rivers and the lake.
Bestiality. That's just an ass over there talking to motherfucking bestiality, man. It got shit to do with me.
Nope. I ain't going to be able to do it.
That's what's on your Facebook, bro. Don't try to turn it on me. You know, if that's what's on your Facebook, bro, you rock with that shit, bro. You rock with that shit.
It'll be
such your internet history.
Oh, man. It ain't but two things that say be on Pornhub. It's black and bisexual. That's it. Okay.
You don't have Brazilian on yours, and you gotta click that Brazilian.
Oh yeah. That ain't in the favorites though. That ain't up top. That's you gotta scroll.
Brazilian not in your favorites though.
But it don't pop up in the favorites. It's the United States favorites. It's not my favorites. Okay. It's a United States.
Yeah, I got
okay.
Okay.
All I'm telling you is, what's not out here is bestiality. If you got to scroll from the top six categories, it's something wrong with you. Okay?
Man,
I only look at the top five or six.
Help us, fam.
It don't even say black no more. It say ebony, by the way. So the shit is vastly.
Do you have a favorite porn site? I have a vivid imagination. I do what comes to mind.
But your imagination can only take you so far. Like, you know, it gives you new ideas and innovation.
I don't need porn for new ideas. I just need a partner that's open to do the things that comes to my mind. So I don't have that problem. And nor have I had any complaints.
Do you listen to, like, motivational speeches and stuff like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay, because, like, you know, motivational speeches kind of bring out a little bit of motivation in you, you know, to kind of pick up the game and stuff like that. All of us have built-in motivation inside of us.
So that's what
you're
saying?
Just like all of us have our
favorite.
Yeah, it's kind of like motivation. It's like,
that's
a man thing. I don't think.
Time out.
I'm not
going to
say that because my girlfriend, I do have a girlfriend that looks at porn, right? I just have never been a fan of, you know, looking at porn. I am more into, I want to act it out. I want to do it. So if I see it and I want to do it, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring it, you know, to the bedroom or wherever we are where I want to do it at. So I don't have to have porn for that motivation. I'm sorry. I don't need it.
Ms. May said her favorite category is BBC. That's what she said. I just read off Twitter.
But she added you in there, though. She added you in there. Don't be that far out.
Baby,
what?
<don't.
laughs> Nick, what are those abbreviations?
I don't know. Let me ask you real quick.
What you do?
What you do? This boy,
y'all,
this boy,
y'all
crazy.
Is,
if I ever crazy,
y'all
you
is
gonna
wild.
Kill me, bro. If I answer that shit, you gonna kill me. Hell yeah, she had them jokes lying. Nope. You gonna get me?
Not gonna be able to do it, fam. So are you saying you know what it stands for and you just don't want to answer? Is that what you're
saying?
Right. I'm confused.
That's, or is it not
I'm,
for radio?
Lost.
What I mean, yeah.
It, no, that's what it stands for, throat abuser. That's what it stands for, throat abuser, okay? If you ain't never had the throat abuse, you don't know nothing about that, okay? But if you did.
Well, I did have one
have
guy.
Have you ever
stopped with
your foot? You might
know.
I mean,
I did have one guy dick that I sucked. I mean, he did kind of fuck up my tonsils. So that might have been, is that considered an abuser?
Your tonsils supposed to be hit every time. I don't know about that. That's a normal. I don't. What do you normally get if that's not normal? I don't know what to tell you. You're deprived.
Well, I couldn't talk the next day. I just couldn't talk the next day.
Oh, you got some shut up.
Not that I have.
You should have said that. You didn't say you got some shut up. You said you're talking. You got some shut up.
Like, but I mean, I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk the next day.
Dummy.
Fuck you,
Nick. Salute your fucking boy. Nigga, shit.
Bruh.
I was going to retweet what Ms. May just said, but she put big black cock in her. I can't retweet that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's apparently what BBC stands for, Nick, in case you didn't know.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's what it stands for. And it also told Chad to us. The tweet. I'm retweeting that shit. I don't give a fuck. The tweet said Chad Hush. Let's clarify this shit. The tweet said Chad Hush. Hey, don't BBC said it with Hush.
I'm hoping that shit right now, bro.
You could have cleaned that shit up a little bit. You could have cleaned that shit up that way. But that shit is hilarious.
Bro, you could have cleaned that shit up, bro. That's crazy. Like,
I'm about to read that shit
again. Like,
this is what it say. This is what it say. Big black clock. Tell Chad.
This nigga is wild. Hey, if y'all want to know what's going on, man, make sure y'all look on Twitter at Miss May 18, man. If y'all really want to see in depth what's going on. Oh, man.
This is perfect. I like it better when she's not on the show. Her Twitter is way better than what she say in real life.
Oh, wow. It's got more words and more characters.
It do have way more words. It's still short and to the point, though.
Y'all is stupid. Shout out to Miss May on Twitter and Miss May that sometimes calls into the show, man. We appreciate you. Oh, man. All right, so, Nick, you've learned what BBC means, or you already knew and didn't want to say it, but... But congratulations on learning something.
I still ain't learned shit. I ain't learned shit.
You didn't learn?
I still don't know what it means.
Oh.
I read what it means, but I don't. Nope. Not today. Not fucking with time.
Right, nah,
nigga.
I mean,
if you, you know, never mind. Just gonna let that one go. But all right, man. Hey, you know, we have actually covered our topic, man. You know, we went off a little bit off script with Chad and his Facebook stuff, but I mean, we hit on all numbers today, man. Before we go into some shout outs, does anybody else have anything else they want to say, whether it's top favorite category?
Yeah, well, hold on, we're not talking. We gonna go this whole show and not mention Jesse Smollett? That's what we doing? Yeah, nigga.
Well, last
that
I
nigga.
Heard, him
yeah,
and R. Kelly was actually
that.
In the same prison.
Exactly.
They are. That's a good idea. Yeah, they are in the same prison. That's true. But
so I heard the talent show gonna be lit.
Yeah, I mean, because they got R. Kelly and they got the gay Tupac. My bad. They got the gay Tupac. In there. That shit gonna be amazing.
That shit is lit.
But
they
got Bill Cosby
boys,
and
they
telling jokes. Yeah, Bill Cosby telling jokes. LMNOP in that motherfucker. Shit.
Boy,
that shit gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
real now.
Yeah, stupid. And apparently, there's a massage parlor in what is that, West Palm Beach area? I think they said that's catching a whole lot of celebrities. Apparently, it's pretty known for catching or a lot of people going. So y'all stay out the massage parlors for at least the next 6 months.
Hey. But you got to tell them it was in Jupiter, Florida. And the best tweet I've seen this week came from a former Patriots player. He said, "That pussy in Jupiter must be amazing. That shit."
Be
that shit. I saw all of the week. Oh shit! It was Martellus Bennett, by the way, if y'all want to know.
But that's who it was, Martellus Bennett.
He's outspoken African American male, anyway. But that one was a good one. That puts me on Jupiter.
The crazy thing is, I've been to Jupiter, Florida, quite a lot to go diving, and not in the pussy, in some water in the ocean. But it's only 3.5 hours to get. So if y'all want to get caught and be on celebrity status, let me know, man. I'll drop y'all off on my way to go dive.
I feel like they'll shut it down now.
Yeah,
wait about 2 weeks.
Yeah, another one will pop up right beside it.
Y'all stupid.
Chad, they might even have something for you. You never know. Anyways, all right.
Nigga. Hell no. What, they going to have a Japanese horse, nigga? Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Oh man,
y'all
hey, 2K23 is coming up in 10 days, man. 10 days, man. They got like 3 rooms left the last time I called. So if you still trying to get down with the get down, definitely hit us up, man. I'll give you the info so you can book your cruise. You might even be able to get a room real cheap right now because they trying to fill that bitch up before takeoff. So you got 10 days, 14 hours, and 16 minutes to lock in your room. And come on and have some fun. All right, man. Well, that's it. It's time to get into some shout-outs, and then we will go ahead and get up out of here. I'll try to finish off these bottles that I had yesterday. Nick, no nickname. Go ahead with your shout out.
Hey, man, first and foremost, shout out to 3KQ. And, you know, saying everybody that listens and everybody that's on the show, appreciate you. Also, just a housekeeping thing, just for the people that's listening. If y'all don't know, we don't always agree. It doesn't mean shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't penetrate the group. We still are cool as fuck. We just don't always agree, okay? That's how it works, and that's why the fuck you listen. And last but not least, thank you. Last but not least, bitch, keep my dick out your mouth unless you're going to suck it.
There you go.
Miss Pam, go ahead with your shout.
All right, so shout out to the 3KQ team. Awesome tonight. And shout out to all of those who are wearing some of the Faithfully Yours lingerie. I tell you, stay tuned because we're getting ready to add some sex toys and some awesome lubes to the to the lineup.
I know lube now.
Yes, yes. I'm looking at some right now, some strawberry sherbet that I'm getting ready to purchase. So, Nick, for all them bitches that have to put your cheesy dick in their mouth, you might want to put a little bit of that lube on it to make it taste a little bit better. So, yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I don't give a fuck what that shit tastes like. It tastes like motor oil. I don't give a fuck. What are you talking about? I need me a city face ass bitch.
That's why ain't no bitches sucking that dick. That's why. Goddamn grease and cheese
well,
and dick.
Hey,
anybody
Chad,
want that
shit. Go ahead with your shout out, Chad.
Yo, shout out 3KQ Radio. Everybody that listens. Hey, man, I really tuned in these last two, three shows for Black History Month. We try to really highlight some stuff out there, man. But, I appreciate you listening. I get text messages every night from a lot of y'all that tune in via the app, so I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. I don't know what's going to happen the week after next, but next week we'll be back. 3KQ Crew coming up. I'm finna be lit.
There it is.
I'll
right,
be lit,
what's
too. So, hey, while we on the cruise, can we have a pajama jam party or something?
You know what,
we'll talk
there's
about that
outside. There is a club on the boat, and we can have our own little section. We'll have a pajama party. That sounds like a great plan.
There you go. I get to wear some of my lingerie. All right, that's all I wanted to know.
Now, hell yeah, nigga.
All right, man.
Nah,
hey, man.
She ain't going to be able to wear no lingerie. She going to be the ankle. Fuck all that.
Your ass won't be on there, so you won't know.
I won't.
Don't stop, pop that, don't stop, pop that, pop that.
Shout out to the team. We're going to be getting down and wild on the ship, man. So make sure y'all tune in and try to get on board. So we'll holler at y'all next week.
Like Wallace and I'm a hell smoke bitch, know that. Filthy rich before that. New deal, I throw that. Three beans, I'm on that. We pop a Molly, she bust it up.